Joined by Grizzlies forward Tony Kuehler after a 6-5 loss in Game 3 of the series to the Okotoks Oilers. Oilers go up 2-1 as a result. A wild one out there tonight. I know you kind of expected this to be the most intense game of the series. What was this one like to play in?
It was nuts. Like, everybody was going out there. I mean, like, it was fun to play in. Like, I mean, the tension was high, so everybody was banging bodies. We were doing our best to try to get the 2 points, get a 2-1 series lead, so it was lots of fun.
What's it like for you guys to be, given the opportunity and, trusted with starting every period and, the start of this game in particular to try and generate momentum?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, like, Kearney and Rem, they're two big guys. Like, I love playing with them. Like, they're great. Create a lot of time and space for me and for them. Just bang bodies. Like, I mean, ideally, starting is perfect for us because we try to get the boys going every shift. We're out there, so.
And this one, as it went along, I saw you get that opportunity in the second period to get one of the big momentum swings in the game. You get an opportunity to go down the wing. What did you see? And tell me about your first AJHL playoff goal.
Kearney made a great pass there. Rem got out of the zone, and I was flying down the wing there, got all my speed going. And I burnt the D-man. The other guy was out in front of the net, and the goalie's stick, it was sticking out, so I just shot, hoping for a rebound. Puck went in the net, and, like, probably the greatest feeling. Like, I mean, that was a monkey off my back. I've been trying to get one for a while here, so it was pretty good.
The Grizzlies would then go on to take the 3-2 lead. The Oilers, though, got a big couple of shifts after that. What changed in the game after you guys got up 3-2?
I think just some of the guys, like me included, we tried doing it ourselves for a few minutes there, and that set us back a little bit there. So definitely gotta play the full 60 minutes.
Talk about the third period after getting down 6-3. In the last 3 minutes, no quit, obviously, you guys get two and made it exciting down the stretch there. What can you take, momentum-wise, out of having a good push to the end of the game like that?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, at the end of the game, we beat them 2-0 there, so we just got to carry that into the next game, carry all the momentum. And, we can't be thinking that, like, we're just going to roll over and die because we still got two more games left in the series. We can still take it, so.
You wanted to make this a long series. You'll have the opportunity to do that if you can win tomorrow night and send it the full 5. How important has your physical play been, and how much do you feel like that eventually will start knocking down their wall and knocking some bricks out of it?
Well, I mean, like, they like even when you dump it in deep and you're going down there, they don't want to touch the puck, their D, anymore. So, I mean, starting to play a huge role in the way the game is being played. So I think as long as we get dumping it deep, we're going to get opportunities from down low.
I ask this of all the players at this time of year. What does playoff hockey mean to you, Tony?
Playoff hockey, it's probably the funnest hockey I've ever played. I mean, my team the last couple of years didn't make playoffs, so this is huge for me. Like, I want to make a big run here. We got to keep the 20s alive. That's the biggest goal, so it's lots of fun, and it's exciting.
You partially answered it there, mentioning the 20s, but the other question I always ask is, who do you play for at playoff time?
All the older guys, definitely, because they've been around, they know how it's done, and they want to keep playing hockey. I mean, not all of them are going to get the opportunity next year, so you might as well extend what they're doing here in junior for as long as possible.